Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane. And Michael Lane is who I be. Before I get started, I always got to give my love shouts. This week it's going to be love shouts to Tracy Kramer, Tanya Crossland Guard, happy birthday, Siler Antoon, my homeboy Bill Utley, Solvin Entertainment, the lovely Michelle Rogers Nelson, the always impressive and purple lady, Constance Nelson, my main homeboy Kenneth Abrams, my brother Parrish Kinsey, and Antoinette Ames. Love shouts to all of you all. And now, without further ado, I'm going to introduce to all of you, again, the co-host. The co-host is TJ. Let's say hello to her real quick.
Hello. Hey. Hi.
Hey, TJ, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. I'm ready to get started.
Hi, everybody. Just want
to say
hi
to everybody. Started?
Yeah, let's get it started.
All right,
let's talk about this this subject we got going on here today.
Obama in black and white. Obama in black and white. Now, first off, before we get really into the heart of the matter, I'm no Bill O'Reilly. I'm no Rich Carver. I'm no Ed Schultz or anybody like that. You know, I'm not that. I'm not strong knowledge-wise on politics and stuff like that. You know, I'm just being, you know, I'm just a regular dude with an opinion, you know, and I want you all to have you all chime in as well. The area code is 347-826-9357. I will be giving off that number throughout the show. Now, Obama in black and white. TJ, we are not going to talk about what people expect.
No.
We're not going to talk about white racists that are out there saying, you know, that they hate Obama, they hate black people, and I'm not going to vote for Obama because I don't want a black person in office and all that. We're not going to talk about that type of race relations.
Exactly.
That's going on in his presidency, because pretty much the liberal media, they done more than a little bit of that. You know, they done enough of that. That's all you get every day from the media is that type of report. We are going deeper as far as the racial tensions and the relations that is, in my opinion, kind of media driven with President Obama ever since he's been elected. Now, I have my opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I like Obama. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. I mean, he seemed like a very nice person. You know?
Very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable. Nice, I mean, character-wise. I mean, he's well-spoken. He has a beautiful family. I mean, I love sports. He loves sports.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned that he can watch ESPN all day, SportsCenter. I can too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll be chummy chum with him. You know, he seemed like a very nice person. I just don't agree with him or like him politically. I don't agree with his ideology. That's me.
Yeah.
As a person, you know, as an individual. But hold on. this is the problem that is going on. This is the racial tensions that's going on. If I or you or anybody else of the same race have an opinion on the President Barack Obama, you are labeled a sellout.
A sellout, yeah, exactly.
You're selling out your race. That's basically what we're explaining. You are a sellout to your race. And let's flip it to the other side. If you're a white person, because, you know, the media always like to take things in black and white. Like, they're the only the races out there. There's no other races out there but black and white. But if you're a white person and you disagree with the policies of President Obama, whether it's foreign policy, domestic policy, whatever it is, you are labeled a racist.
A racist, yeah.
Now, some people
I've heard that so much.
Yeah. You've heard that?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, listening to, you know, people say, you know, reading posts saying, you know, like, I don't like this, you know, new Obamacare. Oh, and then I would read the reply, oh, you just don't like him because he's black. I'm voting him in. I like what he's doing because he's the first black president. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I've seen that, and I'm like, okay, the person don't like Obamacare. They didn't say they didn't like Obama.
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
didn't like the policy of the, you know, the health care thing that's going on. He putting in force or so.
Right, yes. And with the whole thing, with my thing, I look at the people and I feel bad for them because I can look at what the media is doing. I think it's an inside job of the extreme left, not the sensible liberal. But I mean the far left, the extremists, and it's media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at CNN, HLN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, Daily Coast. I can go on. And they're all in the tank for President Obama. They put out little stories, different stuff, where you cannot have an opinion. You cannot sit back and have your own independent opinion. It's not an attack on the president, but they're making it seem that way. They're making it seem like, since me personally, I don't agree with how he's handling the economy and different stuff like that. He's not handling it well. And that's just my personal opinion. And as an American,
mm-hmm.
I should have that right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
the media has planted in a lot of black people's minds, and other, there's some whites out there too, that have called me a sellout. Because
wow.
like I said, I did not attack the president's character. I did not attack him, and I did not attack a race of people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a political disagreement, and I was call me personally. Now, there's some times now that there were healthy discussions that I had with people. It was just it was wonderful. We disagreed, but it was all love and it was all respect. But not all the time.
Yeah.
I was called by whites, so a few whites, and mostly blacks, calling me a sellout of my own race.
Because you disagree.
This is not a racial issue. This is about politicians. And some of my friends who are
mm-hmm.
Who are black and white, especially on the white side, that they have opinions, and they disagree with his policy and different stuff like that. And what they have been called is absolutely brutal.
Mm.
Brutal. I mean, they were, I don't even want to even repeat it.
Mm.
But let's just say along the lines of, they were called nasty racist. I mean, it was brutal.
Wow.
I mean,
you said this from white people?
Yeah, these are white people being attacked.
Oh, the white people being attacked. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
White people being attacked by blacks because they have a certain opinion that is against our president. And they can name, see, the thing is, they can put off stats, or they can name a number of reasons why they think Obama's not doing a good job as a president. They can
mm-hmm.
name all the reasons. They can tell you all the reasons why, and they're still called a racist and all kinds of names in between.
Wow. And it's just, I'm sorry,
go ahead. I just want to say one more thing. They have hearts of gold. They don't look at anybody as a race or anybody like that. They have hearts of gold and do not deserve to be called racist. They don't even know them. But all because they have a negative opinion towards the president. Now, as far as me, when I said my little comment about the president, they turn around and say, you're just an N-word, a porch monkey who knows his place.
Wow.
And you're licking up the white man. This is what they told me. All because I have a negative opinion on the job of the president, not his race, not his character, not who he is as a person, but only as his job. And believe me, those people that are attacking the blacks and whites because, just simply because, not saying anything racial, I'm not, again, like I said, we're not talking about the racist people. We're talking about people that will attack you racially. All because you have a mind and you think on your own and you say, I disagree with the president.
And that's like a blow, like, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
And me, I'm a rapper. I'm not supposed to be doing that. I'm supposed to be on the side of the brother man. It's not about the brother
man. It's not about
it's
the
about
brother
politics.
Man.
Politics.
Exactly.
It's politics. Because in the long run, I don't care if he's black, lavender, blue. The bottom line is, all they care about is green. That's their color. They don't care about you. They're slick willies.
They
care about their, what's in their pockets. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, call us. Area code 347-826-9357. Let your voice be heard. But this is a new type of, this is another form of racism. This is divisive. This is further dividing our country as well. It's not just about these white folks turn around saying, I don't care about these black folks.
Yeah.
I don't like the vote, you know, I don't know these folks around here. No, it's not just about them. It's about this side too. It's about the media. Pulling people apart instead of bringing people together and respecting opinions.
And I mean, that's all it's about. That's all it's about, you know. I don't understand it myself, you know. If it was a couple of people that I have, you know, talked to and disagreed about, like, you know, they're like, man, President Obama, black president, ooh wee. I'm like, well, you know, that's great and all. That's a great accomplishment, you know? Great accomplishment. But let's see what he can do.
Yes.
What do you mean what he can do? Let's see what he can do. Let's see if he can turn this economy around. Well, you know, not too much has happened just as yet, but, you know.
No. And don't bring up Solyndra, but I'm not going to, I can go on and on. Wasting money. It's not every government spends. It's not about spending, but it's about wasteful spending.
Yeah, wasteful spending.
But I have a question. Where were these people stepping up saying, I never heard this. I never heard, when Bush was being attacked for his bad job as a president, when President Bush, I didn't see any white person walking up to a black person and say, you're a racist.
No, you
no,
sure
it's
didn't.
An opinion. If I felt that President Bush did a bad job, which I wouldn't put him as a stellar president. I wouldn't, you know, shine him up. But I wouldn't be. That doesn't mean I hate white people.
Yeah.
And I don't hate black people because I disapprove of Obama. Obama's not doing a good job to me. That's just an opinion. You know.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing wrong with voicing your opinion. You know. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
Now, me and TJ, I want you all to know, me and TJ, we don't see eye to eye on everything. We don't agree on everything. But that don't mean I'm going to call her some kind of B word and trash her and all because she may like one team and I like another.
Yeah, you know,
are you
if
kidding
you do,
me?
No. If you like one team and I like another one, you know, if my team win, I'm just going to, you know, laugh in your face. Ha!
Right. Right. But I'm not going to turn around, stand up and say, you're racist against my team.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Let's get a grip. Let's not fall into this media trap. One of my rhymes has said, if they had knowledge before, it's now missing. Turn on your minds. Turn off the television.
Exactly.
And
a lot of people are just so drawn into that.
And they are in it. They are falling in. That's why they call it the idiot box. Because they use that. The media is the biggest racial divider I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Liberal
Very
media
much so.
Especially. Liberal media. I have never seen or experienced such racism trying to divide races. As soon as something happens, they plaster that on TV, the percentages of what white people think or what black people think, and they ain't called nobody's house.
They haven't called my house. They have not called my phone whatsoever.
And this is what
I haven't received nothing in the mail either.
Nothing in the mail. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening with everybody's soaking this in with the media. And yes, I was proud. I was very happy to see Obama, the first black president in the United States. That was beautiful. Okay,
beautiful.
Now you're elected.
Yeah.
Do what you said you were going to do. And he's not.
No.
But you know why? Because he is a regular politician. And regular politician. Now, this is not just Obama. This is most Republicans, most Democrats. They are slick willies. They're typical politicians. And Obama is that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm going to touch on this. Like the same-sex marriage issue.
Oh, yeah.
Same-sex marriage. You know, Obama was claiming to be, like, I was evolving. And he was so-called struggling on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
He was so-called struggling with his religious convictions about it. No, I was... But, come on. I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
He was running for Senate in 1996. And you know what he did? You know what he did, TJ?
What'd he do?
He said, I unequivocally support same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
In 96.
Mm-hmm. 96.
So all of this crap that he was talking before, it's not true. It's not true.
Oh, we got a call here.
I just have to say this.
Okay, no, go
ahead.
The
reason why he said he denounced it at first, the reason why he denounced it, hang on in the air, if you're on it, hang on. He denounced it first because he needed independents to beat John
mm-hmm.
McCain. He needed the Republicans because they were all so frustrated with the job that President Bush was doing. Jobs were going overseas, people were losing their jobs, everything. The two wars going on. They were frustrated. So he needed to say something, slick, willy, politician, to get them on board. Now that he is taking on Romney, who is a moderate Republican,
mm-hmm.
he can't get the independents. Like, you know the polls? The polls were not a dead even. But at first, it was a war against women. All because of what Rush Limbaugh said, who is not a politician. Rush Limbaugh said the stupid stuff, and now is a Republican war on women. And since that didn't work, now he's got to rally his core fan base.
Yeah.
And he need to get those votes. And that's why he
needs to get them.
He always been down with same sex marriage. Always. He just lied to people. We're gonna call. We're gonna take this call. I'm snapping.
Okay.
Off.
Okay.
You're on the air. Like it or not.
Hi, Mike. This is Carmen. Hey, TJ.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
All right. Now, I just have to say this about the president. Okay. I understand it's the first black president and everything. And in his defense, with that being one of the major accomplishments, first off.
Right.
History. But the fact that this man in 3 years has done more than Bush did in 8 years, and he came into it with a big mess. No, it's not going to get straightened out right away. As we know, nothing does. But with all the things that he has accomplished, all the accolades that this man has done, it's like because he's black, none of this stuff is being taken in consideration or not even seen being seen for what it really is. And to mention that Congress is not even supporting this man, everything he tried to do, they overthrow it. I mean, seriously? They're not letting the man do anything.
You know, Carmen, some of the things are pretty socialist, like his health care. I don't want to have anybody tell me that I need to get health care or I have to pay a penalty. Are you going to say that if I don't get a piece of bread?
But peep this. It's been going on. If you don't have car insurance, you're going to pay a penalty. And they telling you you must have car insurance.
What type of society do we have if we don't have healthy people?
Okay? I mean, it is what it is. Doctors, and right now, life is not being thought about. It's not cared about. If you go to the hospital right now, if you do not have insurance, you S-O-L, point blank. They don't care. They won't even tell you what the fuck is wrong with you or something is wrong with you if you do not have health care. So, in order to work the system the way it is, what do? You got to have insurance. It is what it is.
But you
have your healthy society and an educated society. Right now, with the way it's going, we're going to have dumb, sick people.
But see, the thing is like, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, if you don't have a job or anything to that sort, no way, because, you know, public aid do trip. You know, been on that line before, and they do trip with the medical card. What can I do if I'm fine? I'm sick, I'm fine, and don't have health care. How can that be solved? The way that's going to be solved is this.
They need to stop privatizing the shit, because as long as these people can make money off of it, come on. That's why.
It's all about money.
As long as you can make money off of it, man, it's going to be like this. It's going to be about the money and not about the people and about the health. That's what it is.
But you know what, Carmen? We're kind of drifting a little bit. I thank you for your call. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
If I have that difference of opinion with you, and we're talking, is it fair if I'm a white person and I happen to think differently than you, is it right for you to then turn around and call me a racist?
No.
Because I disagree with the black president?
No. No. No, it's not.
Is it right that I have a different opinion and I am a sellout to my race?
No, you're not a
sellout.
But again, that again goes to the black stigma thing. It always has to be something when it comes with black, either one way or the other. And it's embedded, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
Until we stop seeing people for color and see the fact that people are people, we humans. Fuck color. Let's be human beings here.
And exactly. We have to understand that politicians are politicians.
Right. It is what it is. That's what they do. No matter who the hell you vote for, they going to put in who they want to put in for whatever reason they do. We all know that.
That's right.
We living in the fucking matrix. You want to keep it real.
They
going to do what they going to do.
Keep it real.
They giving us an illusion that we have part in this whole government thing and all that. Come on, man, really. This is busy work to keep us occupied, basically, because the president, it's motherfuckers over him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm sorry. We're probably all off subject.
Go,
but anyway.
Tell it.
I like the president. I like what he's doing. It pisses me off that because he's black, it's like he's being held to a higher scrutiny. Ain't nobody asking anybody else.
I totally disagree.
All this other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Carmen, I totally disagree. This president is not being held to a higher situation because of his color. President Bush was lambasted.
No, I'm not saying he's being held to because of his color, but because of his color, everything is being, even if they agree with him and want to do what he want to do, they'll block it.
But Carmen,
they'll go against
this,
it.
Carmen, he has Daily Coats, Huffington Post, CNN, HLN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. They're
all back him.
Towards the president. They're all positive. And when Bush was president, he had all of them against him. He couldn't win for losing.
True.
And
but
the
again,
president is in a unique position. Not in a bad position. He's in a unique position. And he's favored to beat Romney. He's favored to beat him.
Mm-hmm. He should be. I'm not going to talk about Romney, man. And I understand that's your guy, isn't it?
Romney?
Was Romney your
my
kid?
Guy.
Romney,
he's got my
boo. Okay, okay.
He's got my boo.
TJ, we're going to really talk
Huckabee.
About that.
I'm a Mike Huckabee guy. But,
oh, yeah. Now, Mike Huckabee would have been definitely.
Now,
I don't like anybody extremely to the left or extremely to the right. I will say,
on Huckabee out of all those Republicans, because come on, man, the Republicans have some jokes running for in the race, for real. that shows desperation on that side, and it's like.
Well, Carmen, yes. I'm running out of show.
Okay.
But I do thank you. I love you.
I love you too, and we'll talk about this more later.
All right, definitely.
I respect and love your opinion.
Thank you, darling. Touche.
Right.
Good night.
Good night,
Carmen. Cuzzo.
TJ.
Yes.
I do thank you for coming as well.
No problem. You know, I'm sorry, I wanted to interject. I was reading an interesting fact. About this Obamacare. Did you know that it was originally a Republican idea?
Yes, except for the socialist part, which is forcing you to buy insurance. That was the Republicans' idea, was not that part in it.
Okay, yeah.
Cut off the socialistic part, then you're good. But thanks for that fact. TJ, I'm going to talk to you later. We're running out of show. I have something to say before we get out of here. Love you.
Love you.
Talk to you later. TJ, that's the lovely TJ. And before we close the show, I have to send special love and prayers to Amy Copeland. She's suffering with flesh-eating bacteria. She had her left leg amputated. A tissue from her stomach removed. And they said they'll later have to remove her other foot and both of her hands. So she's in critical condition, and I have to send love and prayers to her. Also, I have to also send love and prayers and condolences to Veronica Davis, who lost her mother, Gloria Davis, on today, before Mother's Day. I know her pain. I lost my mother May 22nd, after Mother's Day. And my love and prayers go to you, Veronica. You will get through this. You'll never get over it, but you'll get through it. Take it a step at a time, and I'm praying for you. Amy Copeland, Veronica Davis. And in closing, everybody has an opinion. Let's stick to it, let's respect it, and let's not be quick to call people racist. Let's get the media out of our heads and out of our minds, and let's respect everyone's opinion, and let's get it together and love and think right. Get our minds together. Live, love, and have your own mind. Okay? And I will talk to you all this Saturday, same time. I love you all. And, hey, stay strong, y'all. Peace, love, and keep doing. Love forever, no doubt.